And here in the U.S., actor Tony Curtis has died at the age of 85. He was in more than 100 films over the course of his career, ranging from hard-edged dramas to classic comedies. His breakout role came in 1958 in The Defiant Ones with Sidney Poitier. The film's about two escaped convicts shackled together. In this clip, they're arguing over which direction they should go.
How long you been in jail?
8 years.
Then how do you know the train's still running?
I don't know.
You don't know? You asking me to go 60 miles with you and you don't even know? What are you inviting me on? A long walk off a short pier? And I'm gonna come up with a wet head? Nothing doing now. Come on.
Tony Curtis received an Oscar nomination for that role. And 1 year later, he starred with Jack Lemmon in a very different movie, also with Marilyn Monroe, the comedy Some Like It Hot. At the end of his long career, Tony Curtis told NPR that he enjoyed being one of Hollywood's elder statesmen.
I'm now giving into some of the joys that I've experienced in my lifetime. You know, I'm a painter. I write poetry. I'm invited to different places to speak on movies, and I just get up and talk to them like I'm talking to you. I don't have to research anything. I am the research.
Curtis joined the Navy as a teenager, and the GI Bill took him through acting school. A talent scout spotted him, and the man who would become one of the best-known actors of his time went off to Hollywood on a contract that paid $75 a week.